Good morning. It's 6:58 a.m. on Friday, September the 20th, 2019. Yeah, 6:58. I got up early. I did not check my email. I did not touch base with Sifwa. I just got up. I had some coffee. I had some peanut butter toast. I made a mess of peanut oil on the cupboard. I had to clean it up. And then I spent an hour writing, because one of the patterns that I've noticed of my own practice is that if I start writing in the morning, I tend to continue writing through the day. So let's see if that works. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, we'll try again tomorrow. And if it does, it does. If it doesn't, we'll try again the day after. The thing about patterns, the thing about getting stuff ingrained, is that it doesn't always work the first time, or the second time, or the fifth time. But as my walking has proven to me again, the more you do it, the more success you'll have at it. Or at least the more success I'll have at it. Let's put it that way. So what am I going to talk about this morning? I have no idea. my head is still on St. Cloud. I got a story unfolding. I'm thinking about, actually, the last few hundred feet I had... had some music playing. I don't know who it was. What was it? It was an advertisement. Sweet emotion. I can't. I know this band, but I can't. Brain is not saying. Oh, that's. But I can't. Anyway, so I was thinking about the course that I want to do for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. A course on social media using Twitter as an exemplar. Because a lot of writers have trouble with Twitter, because, jeez. A lot of writers use Twitter in ways that aren't necessarily helping them. And I think a lot of them are just going through the motions. Just doing what they think is right, even though it's not actually founded in anything beyond superstition and some advice somebody gave them. Probably bad. It's like, oh, you have to have a Twitter account. You have to have Facebook. You have to be on LinkedIn. You have to have Pinterest. You need to really go to Instagram. You need to be in all these places. And the answer is no. Let's go back to fundamentals. What you have to do is write the next book. It's Pebble Pusher Lady. We're both out early this morning. She's taking a different route today. I think she's going to go around the block the other way. She's not wearing her hat, but she is chugging along. It's funny how these people now wave to me. Probably because I waved to them, and in the beginning, they sort of looked at each other sideways, and then I started waving to people. Now they wave back. Quite frequently, they wave first. Feels kind of cool. Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, Twitter. Yeah, I was talking to some of my local RMFW people. RMFW is Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. That's awkward. RMFW. And we have a subgroup called the Dizzy Dragons. And we're talking about, what are the things that new writers need to know? What are the 10 things that new writers need to know, that they need to do, that they have to, that they should be paying attention to? And Write the Next Book, out of the six of us, I think Write the Next Book was on the list somewhere. I think everybody said that you need to have a URL and some sort of website. And the difficulty there is that a lot of people say, oh, you need a blog. What they really mean is that you need a website. And using blog software as a content management system works pretty well. So, people conflate that with blogging, which is like, okay, you have to do this 3 times a week, you have to build your audience, you have to... No. You're not building an audience for your blog. You're working on the audience for your books. Authors are content marketers. Authors are selling content. Authors are not selling their blogs. They're selling their books. So if you're busy making content in a medium that you're not selling, you're not addressing the main problem with writers, and that's that writing stories takes time. Writing blogs takes time. You only have so much time. Where should you spend your time? And to be honest, I was that way in the beginning because that's what everybody said, and I just followed along, and over time came to realize that there's something fatal with this. There's something very wrong, I don't know about fatal, but very wrong with this model of blogging and building a blog and collecting followers and likes and counting coups, as it were. And this is the fundamental point of being a self-published author or a writer, actually, period. Because the writer's product, the work product, the thing that ships, is the story. And it doesn't matter if it's a short story or a novella or a novelette or a noveling or whatever the hell they are. I think Nebula says up to 7,000 is a short story, and then 7,000 to 40,000 is a novel. I thought there was one more novel. Seven to 15 is a novel. At 15 to 40 is a novella. I think that's it. Anyway, welcome to my brain. Just walk by a kid walking the dog. Looking at me like a... Okay. It's a young kid, like 13, 14. Looking at this old fart wandering along. Talking to himself, oh, that's pretty. Oh, if it wasn't going to interrupt the stream, I would take a picture of this. The sun is now up about 2 fingers above the horizon. Sunrise was at 6:45. And so I was out before sunrise this morning. So it's not, it hasn't been up very long. But it's shining through the trees, it's golden light, dappled shadows, it's beautiful. Blue skies, a little bit of cloudiness. Just for accent. It's wow, that's nice. Oh, I think I said this was a waxing gibbous, it's actually waning. I'm here, get ready, sit with me. One pose, okay. The moon yesterday, I think I said it was waxing, it's not, it's waning. Derp. Wayne and Gibbous. It's coming up on last quarter. It'll be last quarter probably tomorrow. Equinox is on Monday. Oh. I do not have a metronome going this morning, so I have no idea what kind of pace I'm putting on. According to this, I've been talking for about 10 minutes. One of the things that I noticed is that I don't always turn on the recorder at exactly the same time. So sometimes I pick it up as I'm coming up to the stop sign that marks the halfway point. And other times I hit it and then fumble with it for a few yards while I'm trying to get it. Okay, now it started, and then you have to press the record, and then is it recording? Yes, it is. Okay, fine. So it, you know, eyeing the seconds, it's like, okay, 18 minutes and 54 seconds. Yay, it's under 19 minutes. Well, actually, it's probably just because I was a little late punching the button that says record, so I have to get out of that habit. I also have to get out of the habit of counting things that don't matter, like, is it 18 minutes? Is it 19 minutes? Under 19 minutes means I've got a good aerobic workout, which is preferable. But the reality is it doesn't matter. As much as I walk 4 miles a day, I haven't missed a treadmill day since RMFW, since the Colorado Gold Conference. So this month has been good, so today's the 20th, assuming that I walk this evening, and I probably will. That'll be 80 miles this month. I didn't total up the mileage for last month. I don't really need to do that. I know what I walked. I walked as I could. I have all of the days marked in my daily planner. So I know that I achieved those goals. I've already achieved a couple of goals for today. I did my push-ups this morning before I left the desk. Just get down on the floor beside the desk and did the push-ups. First set, I'm down it. I'm doing 10 again. Trying to build up the muscles. Trying to build up the strength, recover that. I was up to 20 and then just stopped. Alright. That's where it goes. Start again. Story of my life. Yeah, okay. Start again. Keep starting again until it does what you wanted. Try a little different. Try something different. Try this. Try doing it at a different time. Try some other way. Try some other brain game. Try some other strategy. Try some other distraction. Take a metacognitive view and stand back and say, what am I thinking about? Why is it? What do I think might be the cause of this? Why am I not having it happen? Where has it worked in the past? How did that differ from what's going on now? Some low-hanging locust trees here. Ah. So it is a chilly morning. I got out before sunrise, and the air was quite cool. But it's warming up fast. I'm warm now, down to the last, probably the last quarter mile or so. I have to go play taxi this morning, 9 o'clock or so. I have to go pick up the kid and take her over to work and see if, because she tried to call in sick for today, because she's not healed yet. She still has chipmunk face on one side. This will be 72 hours, which is about right. It's not. It's not outrageous. takes about a week or so for everything to get healed up. I mean, the stitches haven't dissolved yet, so it's all part of the process, and pushing the process doesn't make it go faster. It just frustrates the hell out of you. So I'm down to the end of Shard and Shield. I got just a few more pages to go. I think I'm at like a 90-something percent. It's a really well-crafted book. I have to give it to Laura Baugh for that. It's really, really nicely done. I'm still slogging through Agents of Shield. Steel. Yeah, right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm still working through that. Give this lady and her dog some space. I'm still, I'm in like episode 4 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's really quite good. I'm enjoying it immensely. Good morning. Jay Kind. I heard Chickadees earlier. I have a bird feeder, but it's broken and we haven't put any fresh feed in it for a couple years. I need to deal with that, I think. Back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.